Restaurants may be catching a break after a crushing year of closures, lost jobs, and lost income. More than 2 million food industry jobs have been lost because of the pandemic. Last week, President Biden signed a $1.9 trillion stimulus package into law that includes $28.6 billion for struggling bars and restaurants. And restaurant workers in Wisconsin recently became eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. We're checking in on the food industry after the most difficult year in generations. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you work in a restaurant or restaurants, or do you own a restaurant? What has this last year been like for you? How do you feel now that you'll be able to get vaccinated if you are a restaurant customer? Have you been willing to go into a restaurant? Have you done a lot of takeout, eaten outdoors? What would it take to get you back inside at the booth? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Layla Brukium is the owner of Layla's Downstairs Deli in downtown Madison and co-founder of the Culinary Ladies Collective, a professional network of women in the food industry. Layla, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've closed one restaurant and reopened another one over the last year, I understand. Can you talk about how the pandemic has affected life as somebody running a restaurant?
It's been a wild ride, and it feels like we're almost at the end of something in some ways, even though, you know, you look at the numbers and they still, people are still suffering. This still exists. This is not over. But things are changing, of course, and they have kind of been changing rapidly the whole time for us people in the restaurant. So now, you know, most recently we're able to bring in a few more people. Our capacities have changed and we're getting vaccinated. So, things are looking up, which is good.
Can you talk about how, I mean, restaurants all over the place, if they could try to adapt as much to, pick up and carry out, even if they didn't do that much before, how, for you and for the people you work with in the collective, what was that transition like?
Horrible. Mm-hmm. Is that being too honest? Maybe?
No, that's,
you know, going from having an idea in your head of this is what I want my restaurant to look like, this is what I want my establishment to look like, you're pretty much asking restaurants to turn into fast food establishments, which maybe, you know, that's another topic altogether, is a fast food restaurant a restaurant. But, you know, you have to rewrite your menu, you have to rewrite your policies, you have to redo everything all very fast, or you're going to become irrelevant and have to close your doors. So
we had the PPP funding from the government that was supposed to help with payroll. Now we've got this new assistance that's in the pipeline anyway. What did that first thing mean for you, if anything? And do you think you'll be helped by this new federal money?
So I am finally getting PPP after an entire year. So I'm still kind of, you know, in the backlog of people on that one. I'm not exactly sure, and I don't know how many people in my industry are sure of what's the next step and what's coming up next with these new rounds of funding, what it's going to mean, because a lot of the programs that have come out, they say one thing and then they sort of turn into something else, which hasn't necessarily been bad, but it's just, you know, the first round of PPP, for instance, it was supposed to be for payroll. So people like me who are sole proprietors, micro restaurants, if you will, we weren't eligible because we didn't have huge payrolls. Well, then it sort of, you know, evolved into this new program. It's still the same program, but it's just being allocated differently so that some of us are eligible who weren't before. And it was a loan to begin with, which at the time, you know, if you're being offered a loan as a small business, you really want to take a side eye to that and think about it long and hard before you want to take on any more debt, especially when you're being told, well, you might not be open for a couple months. So I think I want to stay optimistic about it, though. And, you know, I think from what I've read, there's going to be some good things happening. Unfortunately, I think for some, it's going to be too late and their doors have already closed. So that's very disheartening and sad. But, you know, people can always come back in some other capacity. So we'll see what happens.
And Layla, before I let you go, restaurants can be a tough business even without a pandemic, and to run or to work in. Are there changes you're hoping to see, maybe now that people are rethinking how restaurants do business?
Yes. I mean, I hope that the whole industry becomes very different than from what it was. I think that we're going to have kind of a split of restaurants that sort of survived because they kept doing the same thing or had already established themselves as kind of this whole, I like to refer to it as the matrix of food, that you were plugged in and people go in and they type into their phone something that they feel like eating, and they go and they pick it up and eat it at their houses or their cars, and it's kind of sad. and then there's this other factor that hasn't been around for a while, where you get to call up your friends and say, hey, do you want to meet me at this place? I hear that they have this really good new item or this really good thing that I've had a million times, and I really want to, show it to somebody new, or, break bread with your friends, that kind of thing. So I think we've been missing this huge social component to restaurants that really, I think, is the heart of the restaurant industry, and why it's good to see that people are caring that the Biden administration is pumping money back into us so that we continue to offer that to our society and have that in our society.
You really want to see people eating your food in your restaurant, don't you? That's going to be a great moment when that can just be like a normal thing, right?
Yep. Talking to each other and laughing and falling in love. I mean, that's, you don't fall in love in a McDonald's. You fall in love in a little weird place and with ambiance and, something to it, some depth to it. So hopefully that comes back.
Layla, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Layla Brukium, owner of Layla's Downstairs Deli in downtown Madison, co-founder of the Culinary Ladies Collective. We are talking about restaurants during and hopefully soon after the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Christine Hilmer joins us now, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Christine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, we just heard from one particular restaurant owner there. Christine, as you look across the state, are you feeling at all hopeful now? Pandemic hopefully drawing to a close, federal money coming in, vaccines?
I have to say that I'm feeling much more optimistic today than I was even 2 weeks ago. The fact that we are eligible for vaccines. In fact, I know a number of restaurant workers who have gotten their first shot. That is a glimmer of hope that is we're so looking forward to a time when more people are vaccinated and there's more adoption and herd immunity and so on. We can open up. But the financial component of having $28.6 billion available to our restaurateurs is going to be huge. I will, though, make a caveat that $28.6 billion may seem like a lot of money. However, when you understand that there was about $240 billion lost in restaurants in 2020, that money is going to be spread thin and it's going to go fast.
Yeah, not to put a dark cloud on the silver lining here, but this is going to be too late for a lot of restaurants, right? I mean, do you have a sense of how many restaurants have decided, okay, this is the time to call it quits over this last year?
You are absolutely right. We know that there's a lot of folks who have quietly closed their businesses. They didn't go bankrupt. They basically just shuttered their doors and they walked away. So having a hard and fast number is very difficult. We won't really get a handle on it until towards the end of June, when business licenses and liquor licenses are renewed. Our best guess at this time is 10 to 15% of restaurants have already gone out of business, with an additional 20 to 30 who are considering closing. Now, with vaccines and with this federal stimulus dollars on the horizon, some of those folks may rethink that. But we also know that with the federal government, things are never easy, and it's going to take a while to get that money out in the public. We know in December, with the CARES Act that was signed then, there was a pot of money set aside for shuttered stages and places that do performances. Well, unfortunately, they still haven't seen an application for those venues out yet. So restaurants are going to have to hang on perhaps another 2 months before they're going to have access to these funds. So we're not quite out of the woods yet.
Christine Hilmer is with us, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. We're looking at the restaurant business in Wisconsin, how it's dealt with the impact of the pandemic, and some signs of hope now with some federal relief and vaccines. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you are a restaurant customer, when will you feel comfortable going back to a restaurant in person again? Have you been doing it already? Did you dine outside as much as you could before winter hit? Are you looking to get back out there? And if you work at a restaurant or you run a restaurant, I'd love to hear your perspective, how things have been going for you. 800-642-1234 is the number, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've heard from a bunch of you on Facebook. Gabe wrote, going out to eat is definitely one of the things, if not the thing, I have missed the most. Well, how about you? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Wisconsin Restaurant Association CEO Christine Hilmer. We're looking at how the past year has been for Wisconsin restaurants and how vaccinations and government funding on the way may help them move slowly back toward normal times. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your experiences as a restaurant worker, owner, or customer. Let's bring on a caller now. Jack is with us calling from Madison. Jack, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Jack?
Well, just wanted to say that I've been really fortunate to go out to eat here in Madison, and there are a bunch of spots that I'm really looking forward to eating at again. And it's just really weird because as much as I am looking forward to going back to eating in person, you know, I'm really apprehensive still about the atmosphere. And even though I'm not vaccinated yet, having not been vaccinated yet, I'm just not sure. But it's just really, like, we're lucky in that we have one of the best local restaurant scenes in the country, and we really care about, like, the quality of food we put into that. So it makes sense that we're taking it nice and slow as we're getting back there. But I guess, at what point do you see most people feeling safe when it comes to returning to eating out normally, if that's not a loaded question?
Jack, thanks a lot for the call. It's a question a lot of customers are asking. And Christine, I'm sure that's on the minds of restaurant owners across the state. When are people going to feel comfortable?
It's going to take a long time. We know that late fall, the Marquette Law poll did a poll, the Marquette Law Center, that 50% of people were not comfortable eating out in a restaurant. And it's going to take a while to rebuild that faith that they are going to be able to come out to eat. I think that having vaccines in arms is going to go a whole long way for that. Also, the transmission rate and the rate of COVID in the community is going to be a big factor in it as well. So the good news is that weather is going to get warmer. We've got a little snow out here right now, but outside dining is going to be coming back. And I think that also is going to be a real boost in the arm for a restaurant to have that ability to do outside dining. I think people are going to be a little more apt to do outside dining than go inside, at least in the near future.
Thanks a lot for that call, Jack, at 800-642-1234. As I mentioned, we've heard from a bunch of you on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Brandy, who says one restaurant in Milwaukee decreased their capacity, but then sat all of the diners in the same corner of the dining room. We weren't spread out at all. Felt very uncomfortable. Other places took it more seriously. We ended up eating at places like that quite a bit. Mostly we get takeout. We've been ordering often to support the restaurants. That's a win-win. They get our business, and I don't have to cook. But you have, I know, guidelines and advice for Christine for restaurants operating at limited capacity. What kind of resources do you have? What kind of things do you tell restaurants as they're opening, again, not full on 100% capacity?
So we have always advised restaurants to follow the CDC guidelines, and they have changed, and they've morphed a little bit along the way as we've learn more about the virus. But we have always advised everybody to follow the guidance. And it's a lot of the very similar things that people know, that it's about wearing a mask. It's distancing the tables. It's about if you get up to walk around that you should be wearing a mask. And it's about just staying with your group. So we've always advocated for that. We also advise our members on the hypersanitization and different things that they can do within their restaurant so that they can make sure that they visibly show consumers that it's safe to go out to eat. That goes a really long way. It's going to take a little bit. Dane County has got probably the most restrictions out of the entire state, but the city of Milwaukee has some as well. There's other parts of the states that don't necessarily have as many restrictions. What I advise anybody, if they're uncomfortable or they're not sure, to go to the website of the restaurant to find out what protocols they are advising in their restaurant and so on. And if anything, if you want to call and you can find out what are they doing. And if it's just not for you yet, you can always do curbside. You can do delivery with a caveat, which we'll get to later. But you can always try to find out what they're doing within their facilities. It's going to take a little while to unwind this, but hopefully with more vaccines and with warmer weather, that things are definitely going to be improving.
And you mentioned that delivery caveat. What is that?
Yes. So we understand that there's lots of different ways to get restaurant quality food. A lot of people, and this is a trend pre-COVID, was to have restaurant quality food in your home. And you can do that either through a drive-through or through curbside delivery or curbside pickup and then delivery. But my advice to anybody, if you truly want to support a restaurant, is contact the restaurant directly to find out how to get their food delivery. There is a valid place for third-party deliveries, but unfortunately, there's a practice that is really unfortunate that happens a lot of times, and that's where a third-party delivery might take a menu from a restaurant and put it on their app and not have a relationship with that restaurant. And so it may be an incorrect menu. So the restaurant may not have all the ingredients to make what you want. Or if there's a question on the order, the restaurant can't go back directly to the customer and find out, you know, okay, we don't have this ingredient. Would you like this instead? They can't make any clarifications. And then the fees are also involved in it. So delivery is not inherently bad. But if it's done through the restaurant, who, pun intended, is in the driver's seat, that's the best way to support restaurants while also getting that delicious restaurant quality food at home.
So just to be clear, like that restaurant delivery service, if you're not going to the restaurant, could just be like me. And I say, yeah, I'll deliver you food from these five restaurants. And then you call the order to me. I call it there and just put a surcharge on it.
That happens.
It's a weird business
all the
model.
Time. And with a lot of different ones. And there are some that are better than the other and so on. And I think that there is a space for third-party delivery, but only when there is a relationship between the restaurant and the third-party delivery is that acceptable. The restaurant needs to be able to be in control of how their food is delivered, making sure that it's safely done, that it's at temp, and they are in control over the pricing of it.
We are talking about restaurants in Wisconsin, how they are doing after a year of pandemic, and with some good news on the way, vaccines for restaurant workers, some federal aid in the pipeline. Christine Hilmer with us from the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Heard from a lot of you on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Joel writes, my wife and I have been fortunate to have received our two doses of vaccine. Great. And Joel says, I feel reasonably comfortable dining out now. And Christine, just anecdotally, I'm sure there's no data on this yet because the vaccines are still rolling out. Is that something you're hearing now? People fully vaccinated, ready to hit the restaurant?
Absolutely. I'm hearing from a number of our members who are saying that they're definitely seeing an uptick in sales. But they're still not out of the woods. You have to remember that they've gone through an entire year, part of it of which no indoor dining was allowed at all. And so they've got a steep hill to climb to recover. The best guesses we have through national data is that restaurants are likely to not fully recover until 2023 or 2024, which is pretty astounding.
Can you talk about how many jobs are involved in restaurants here in Wisconsin, roughly?
Absolutely. So, and these are pre-COVID numbers. So the restaurant industry represented to about $10.7 billion in sales, with almost 281 1,000 restaurant and food service jobs. It's 9% of the employment in the state. So when you consider that that kind of a sector in the state was closed down or is only able to be able to open partially, a lot of the folks that are still on unemployment are from our industry, unfortunately.
I see stories sometimes in the paper, Christine, of people in recent months actually starting new restaurants and obviously working that curbside model or delivery right in from the outset. Are you seeing much of that activity?
We're starting to see it. In fact, I do know of a couple that actually were in process and they did open during the pandemic. But now actually isn't such a bad time to get your ducks in a row and get your business model set, because I truly believe that there is going to be a pent-up demand. And you've mentioned it a couple times through the comments on your Facebook page. There's a pent-up demand. People want to get out. People want that social interaction. People really miss it. And I think that once there's greater adoption of the vaccines, more shots in arms, and the rates continue to be low, things are going to open up. And I think you're going to see second half of the year where a lot of people are going to just want to get out and not necessarily be stuck in their own four walls. They want to go to restaurants. They want to go to bars. They want to go to shows, and they want to see their friends.
Christine, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Christine Hilmer, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. She joined us for a look at how restaurants have been doing over the last year and what the future may hold. We heard earlier from Layla Brukim from Layla's Downstairs Deli in Madison. And there's still time for you over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us about your restaurant, if that's the restaurant you own or manage or work at or love to go to. Are you feeling closer to comfortable to in-restaurant dining? Have you been doing a lot of takeout over this last year? Are you part of that pent-up demand our guest was talking about? You really have a hankering to get out to a restaurant when you feel safe doing so. And when will you feel safe doing so? Again, that's over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know what you think.